All work and no play. They say it makes us dull. At least one Massachusetts CEO says a livelier workplace is a priority to recruit and keep talent. For this Bostonomics report, WBUR's Greg Wayland visited a company that's determined to make sure everybody has a fun day at the office.
The way you feel when you walk into our building is a direct result of our culture.
Lou Shipley is CEO of Black Duck Software, a company named for the founder's childhood pet. A whimsical workplace culture is hardwired into the work ethic here at Black Duck, beginning with the duck wall. Hundreds of little black rubber ducks lining shelves along two corridors.
Do they squeak?
Yes, they do.
Black Duck manages open-source software security and licensing for major corporate clients. It's competitive, potentially stressful work for the 150 employees at the Burlington headquarters and hundreds more in Black Duck offices around the world. CEO Shipley didn't think human resources, with all its other duties, could assure the kind of lighthearted atmosphere or culture that would make workers want to come and stay at Black Duck. So he created a vice president of culture.
Unusual title, yes.
The job went to former Black Duck marketing administrator Tim Kenny, whose cultural duties include creating comfort zones for employees, right down to their seats.
So we have groups that kind of like to sit in beanbag chairs.
But the culture gets steadily more zany at Black Duck and includes seasonal decor at workstations, including Kenny's office.
What do we have here?
Winter Wonderland.
Snow forest wallpaper. An actual toboggan dangling from the ceiling.
Laser lights bouncing off the wall with snowflake images.
And this is your office?
This is my office, yes.
The rest of my Black Duck culture tour was a romp through the Penny Arcade.
What we have in front of us here is a foosball table.
Foosball, ping pong, beer on tap in the cafeteria, a carnival wheel awarding prizes to salespeople who hit their goals.
You could just put something on a spreadsheet and say, hey, good job, or we could play a game with it.
And for folks who like to sing,
what we have here is what we call the Quackyoke machine.
Duck-themed karaoke to go with Popcorn Fridays. Music comes from every corner, every day at Black Duck.
Everyone controls it from their location. They can play any kind of music they want.
24 new employees arrived for orientation the day I visited Black Duck. Nate Nurmi signed on as an account executive right out of college and really likes it here.
Open environment, music playing all the time, being with a bunch of buddies. So,
isn't that a distraction?
No, not at all. It's actually a lot more productive.
Lou Shipley says talented IT workers often put workplace culture above salary when they talk to recruiters.
You know, I've been in 7 Massachusetts tech companies. I've stayed the longest in the companies that had the best culture.
Nicole Eng and Sean Basak are Black Duck employees.
I love it here. I love working with the people, and I definitely love the culture.
No shortage of fun, but definitely have kind of a work hard, play hard mentality here.
Jerrica Phelps believes a fun spirit fosters a team spirit.
Everyone here basically wants everyone to succeed and helps them out in it.
But not everyone likes the fun and games. Some recruits tell Tim Kenny,
Maybe not for me, but most people really love it.
He's ordered thousands more rubber ducks for the worldwide offices. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Greg Wayland.
Special funding for Bostonomics provided by Newmark Grubb Knight Frank's downtown team, delivering professional real estate insight and advisory services to Boston's changing market. NGKF.com.